Are now joined by Jack Mabb, the Director of Public Health for Columbia County. Can you hear us, Jack?
Yes, I can. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for talking to us today. What can you, what do you want to tell people? What do you need to tell people? What's going on currently?
Well, we've tried to be as consistent and current on our website as far as numbers. Of people who are infected with the virus and who are perhaps in hospital, whatever. So what I'll do first is give you an update as of today. We are up to 35 cases in the county. We added two more positives today. We have four individuals who are hospitalized. Two of them are nursing home patients, so they're elderly individuals. We've had done probably close to 350 tests. We have 40 people who are mandatory quarantine and another 60 or 70 who are precautionary quarantine. I have a crew of 10, 12 people back there right now. We actually have dubbed our communicable disease room the war room because I think we are at war with this virus. And it's pretty active, pretty busy. We're making phone calls. We go out every day. We have staff that go out every day and visit our positives to make sure that they're isolating at home. So it's a busy time for us.
I guess this is one question we've got from Bethany Bump at the Times Union. I guess Pine Haven is probably one of your biggest areas of concern. She's asking if you have been able to obtain enough test kits to test other suspected cases at Pine Haven and whether suspected cases have grown beyond the four reported on Friday.
We now have five. We had a couple come back negative this morning. We are able to test. So I'm confident and comfortable with that. But we're up to five positives, but with a couple of negatives. Dr. Romani, who is our medical director here at the county and also serves at home as their medical director, feels that that what they're doing right now, they're beginning to see perhaps that they're containing it. All five of the individual, two of them are in hospitals, but the other three are isolated to one wing in particular. The folks are not able to come out of their rooms. Their food is being delivered to them by staff there. I think the home is doing everything they can to contain it.
Are there any other senior centers or homes that you're concerned about?
Well, I suspect that what we're seeing across the country is probably you have to assume that other nursing homes in the county have some positives. Again, what we all know is that this thing looks like the flu. It looks like a heavy cold. We haven't received any contact from any other home in regard to testing, but I think that's probably inevitable.
Do you think people in general are doing a good job in staying inside, or are you getting reports that there are gatherings or events or people clustered, or has that been a problem locally?
Well, I can't say that it's been a problem locally. I know that I heard over the weekend that the Albany County Sheriff is going out now because there has been some restaurants who are breaking the order and allowing people to eat in. It's a pretty hefty fine, $10,000 in Albany. I have not really seen it here. We have not gotten any reports. We had one report of a crew painting a house, and I believe it was Chatham. That the neighbor there felt that they were violating that order. So we reported that to the local police up there. I don't have the ability to police these things, but as far as I can tell, I think people are businesses and whatever are obeying the order. I'd have to say that I was in Walmart over the weekend, and I've never seen so many people at this point with masks and or gloves on as they go about their business. I saw, as I walked in the door, two people wiping down with alcohol wipes the handle on the shopping cart. So I think people are trying. I think people are really trying to comply.
What is the situation at the hospital? Do you guys have enough supplies? Are you worried about that?
Well, I think the hospital, our hospital, is like every other hospital in the state. They really don't have the supplies that they need to address this properly. I think that our hospital, and I shouldn't be speaking for the hospital, but I think they're not as desperate as some of the folks down in the city. They do have a limited number of test kits, which is has been a big disappointment for me that we're not being able to get more test kits locally, so that we can test more widely. And I know that the hospital folks would say that they're disappointed as well with that. I do think a lot of the test kits are going downstate, and I understand that. And I also noticed that Dutchess and Ulster counties are getting a lot of test kits, and I do think what's being done there is they're starting to study the spread. They're starting to see how badly it's spread up out of the city. So I think that's why they have more test kits in Ulster and Dutchess. And to an extent, their purpose is being defeated because we have a lot of people from Columbia County who are going down there and being tested. And actually, I have somebody right now who's trying. We have, again, over 350 people who have been tested. I have somebody right now studying those test results because I want to know how many were tested in Ulster and how many were tested in Albany and how many were tested locally. And I want to see that breakdown because I strongly suspect that they're getting skewed data down there because a lot of people are rushing down there to get tested.
So some of the testing numbers in Ulster County might be, or Dutchess County might be, Columbia County folks.
Well, they do a good job of forwarding them on to us, they put them in a state system called CDES, and those results we print every day. We print at least twice a day, sometimes more. That's how we're pulling our negatives and our positives off. But in many respects, some of the positives that we have are people that we wouldn't have known about if they hadn't gone someplace and gotten tested. So you're correct in your statement that I think that the Ulster County numbers might be a little inflated.
And all the numbers are kind of not exact. There are at least two deaths in Columbia County. You guys are only counting one, but the other one, I guess, wasn't ever really tested. Speak to that and the definition of, and do you guys have a definition too of when you take someone out of quarantine? What is there a specific criteria to get someone out of quarantine?
Well, so let me speak first to the first unattended deaths from what, 2 weekends ago. This gentleman came up here from the city. He was never tested in the city. He was not tested post-mortem. And so it has been incorrectly reported that we had a death from coronavirus at that point in time, because you can only speculate that he certainly had some symptoms apparently that were consistent with the virus, but we didn't report it as a death because we couldn't confirm it. We did have a confirmed death from the coronavirus this past weekend.
And that was a Pine Haven resident?
That was a resident of the home, yes.
Another question from a listener. Have the county detected any spike in COVID-19 cases from out-of-county residents that moved temporarily to Columbia County to avoid the situation downstate?
Well, I wouldn't say we've seen a spike, but I would say that probably as high as a third of our positives are people who have second homes up here and came up here from the city.
About a third?
Yes.
And are you concerned about the governor has been saying consistently, I guess, for a couple of weeks about how patients may be moved to hospitals up here?
Well, I think that if you watched his press conference yesterday, I think that that's his plan. And he called it the rolling apex where, you know, New York City obviously at this point is at their peak or maybe near their peak. And so patients might be moved out to other hospitals upstate or the western part of the state. And then when upstate hits their apex, then maybe the city could take some of their patients down there. Am I concerned about it? I'm concerned because my job is to be concerned about Columbia County residents. And if somebody needs a ventilator and all the ventilators are full at the hospital, that I'm concerned about that. So I'm concerned at that level. I understand the plan. It makes sense to some degree. There's a lot of logistics with that as far as moving patients and everything else like that. But I think that I'd have to say I'm concerned about that. And I don't necessarily think, I have not heard that he plans on moving COVID-19 positive people from New York City. And I know we know that the Javits Center and the Comfort, the ship that's arriving today, are not going to take COVID positive. They're going to take everybody else. And so you may have COVID positive hospitals downstate, and you may have some other patients up here who are not positives, but nonetheless need hospitalizations.
Hmm. We've heard very little from Greene County officials about anything. Have you been in discussions with Greene County officials, and is there any talk about reopening the old hospital in Greene County or using the new Greene County jail as a facility?
Well, I have to tell you, I'm sure that my counterpart over in Greene County is just as busy as we are. I do notice some of my staff go on some of the state websites, and this is something I have wanted to address. So we have 35 positives right now. If you go on the state website, if you go on some other sites, you'll see that we have considerably less positives. And I think that one of the things that is happening there is we were told early on, we had a few folks from New York City who had second homes up here, and we were told by State Health Department that we should move that case back to New York City. Well, the problem with it is that they mandate us to visit these people and make sure that they're honoring the quarantine. I don't think anybody's going to drive up from New York to visit these people. And so the reality, we said, no, there are cases, they're here, we're going to do our job with them. And so we count them here. And I think a lot of the inconsistencies between our count and the count that's on the state website or whatever is that we have people tested in Albany, we have people tested in Ulster County. These are our people. They have local addresses, and we're doing our job with them, and they may be ending up on their counts. And so Greene County has what looked like a low count the last I looked at it. I'm sure it's not that low. I'm sure their people are handling a lot more cases than what's on their site. Now, as far as the hospital, I have not been in that hospital in a while, but it's been pretty sliced up into offices and whatever, and it may not be something that would easily be converted. I know that in Columbia County, actually, our Office of Emergency Management has identified 11 buildings that could potentially serve. This has been passed on to Albany, and they're apparently the next thing they do is pass them on the Army Corps of Engineers, and they will they'll take a look at them.
So you're looking at possibly 11 different sites in Columbia County as some sort of medical facilities.
11 sites that could serve. That there's enough space to make it worthwhile to convert it. There could be empty. You know, a good example might be the old ShopRite that sits empty over on Healy Boulevard. I know that's one of the sites. And again, his job, Dave Harrison's job, was to find these sites and pass it on to the folks in Albany that these were potential sites. Whether or not they choose to pursue them or not is really about, you know, what they decide in Albany.
What about the Hudson Correctional Facility or the Columbia County Jail? Is there any news or concerns there?
Well, they've had a few. I know the jail has had they're pretty well locked down to visitors at this point. They had a few inmates that they isolated. They were not tested positive. And again, we are in flu season, so we have a lot of people who are getting the flu, and it's sort of compounding things. We have not heard any kind of any positives out of the Hudson Correctional.
Is there anything people can do to help?
Well, I do think that... I do think that at some point in time, probably this is just an opinion, and this is just my opinion. I think that probably by the end of April, beginning of May, we're going to see an easing of some of these restrictions. And I think it's probably, if it's going to happen, it's more critical than ever that people do their thing and socially distance, that they follow the rules, that they try to avoid public gatherings, that they wash their hands, they stay vigilant when it comes to folks around them and, you know, symptoms, because I think if you want this to happen, it'll happen quicker if we're all doing our thing and continue to do this. And I think the other thing is that there's a lot of panic out there. I spent quite a bit of time over the weekend talking to people who contacted me who are in a stone cold panic, and people need to calm down. People need to maintain their social distance. They need to wash their hands. And you need to stay home as much as possible. And one of the things that we've heard all along And this is something that the Dr. Fauci over the weekend confirmed. I heard it again this morning. At some point in time, this thing is going to affect 50% of the population, 40%, 60%, whatever is the numbers that are thrown out there. And he talked about millions of people affected. The virus is going to get a hold in the community, and it's going to kind of roll over us. That's the rolling apex that the governor talks about. I just think people need to understand that it's coming. They need to listen to the facts, as the governor would say. 80% of us are going to get it and either not have any symptoms, or we're going to get it and we might have minor symptoms. 15%, I believe the last numbers I heard was 13% are hospitalized at this point. 5% of those are the ones who are in really critical condition and need a ventilator. I do think in coming weeks, the governor extended school closures for 2 weeks. I think in coming weeks, I think he's going to feel fairly confident that we have the hospital beds. I think he's going to start seeing orders for the ventilators coming in. And this is all just, but what we're doing as good citizens is delaying the disease arrival. And we're delaying it long enough, hopefully, so that all these medical supplies can be put in place so that we can deal with that apex when it comes.
Is there any problem? New York City is reporting about the number of police officers that have contracted it and or calling in sick. Is there any problem with first responders locally?
Well, I think we're seeing a few that have had some contacts, and we have a few that were quarantined. It's not a problem as far as coverage goes. We had a positive trooper who was downstate. We had a couple of our first responders who were downstate for something that turned up, positive. I don't think it's affecting coverage at all at this point in time, but a lot of the folks that they've had contact with are under quarantine, and I think it's manageable at this point. What'll happen in the future is hard to tell.
I've seen some anecdotes on social media that restaurants are bringing food to the hospital. I don't know if they're doing that to other first responders. Is that something you encourage or discourage?
Well, I think it's a great feel-good story. I think it's great. And if people want to do that, and I think the folks at the front line, the folks at the hospital, any kind of positive thing that people can do for them, I think it would be tremendous. And so I would encourage it as long as it's done well. And in terms of maintaining distance and whatever, my staff is flat out back there. They're great staff. They're reacting very well to all of this. But we're not at the front line. We are part of that. But the nurses and the doctors at the front line, if people want to do positive things for the folks at CMH, I certainly would encourage it.
Anything else that you think is very important to let the public know?
Well, I think that the other thing that's been happening all along through this, and I don't know if I've been on your show a couple of times, but I don't know if I've mentioned this, is the stuff that gets put out over Facebook and whatever, and it's just there's a lot of lies out there. There's a lot of misinformation that's spread, and before we had our first positive in the county, there were people saying we had, six people at CMH and eight people there and whatever. If you know somebody in public health, if you know any of my staff and you want to get a straight story, we do try to be as straight up with the public on our Facebook page as we can. Just don't listen to the rumors. Just confirm and don't let the facts drive your decisions, not the fear.
All right. I think that's about it. And I'm sure you need to get back to a lot of other things. But I think for all our listeners, we thank you very much for doing all this work in this very troubling instance.
Well, and I thank you for the opportunity to come on and talk about it. My promise to people is I'll be as straight up with you as I can. And the other thing I would say is that we've got this. With the health department, the people that are back there working on in my office, a great bunch of people, and we've got this, and we're doing our best to take care of you.
And you can look for your updates on the Columbia County website around 2:30 every day. Is that right?
Well, it's usually somewhere around that time, and sometimes we actually modify it before the 4 o'clock if we have more information that comes in, if we have another positive or two. Certainly by 4 o'clock, it's updated.
But that's the where you would recommend the best source of information locally on this, rather than these Facebook community forums.
Absolutely.
All right. Jack Mabb, the Director of Public Health for Columbia County, thank you for updating our listeners on what's going on, and thank you for all the work you're doing.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you. Talk to you later.